vegetables and stuff that you don't have to check at all. Okay? Watermelon, you don't have to check. Avocado, you don't have to check. Snobarim, what's it called? Snobar, it's pine nuts.
Pine nuts. You don't have to check those.
We have an English one here.
Oh yeah, we have it all in here, right.
Oh. All year round you can go for, right?
All year round, yeah. I can photocopy it for everyone. This is basic things.
I'm sorry, but there were so many pages I could only print out so much and make copies of so much. But it's on the website.
Yeah, what's important, where's the English one? I'm not seeing
anything here at the yeshiva for the Jewish one. What is special?
What does it do?
Yeshiva.
There should be six different things.
So, come on, Shana. We'll go through this anyways.
Okay.
Okay. Brazil nuts. You don't have to check. Macadamia nuts. You don't have to check. Pecan. If you buy them whole, also you don't have to check.
In the shell.
Agas, the pear. Pear is also is okay. Pineapple that's in a can. Canned pineapple is okay. Etrog. Sugared etrog that they sell, you don't have to check. Banana, you don't have to check. Banana chips, they sell banana chips. Pesticide? Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Tubdebanim, miyubashim. Dried.
Cherries.
Without the.
Stem.
The inside, the.
The pit?
The pit. They're made in America. They bring them over here, also you have to check. Chavush, how do you say chavush? Quince? Not quince. Quince?
Dried quince?
If it's. Yeah, dried.
So now we're saying anything dry or just these specific things?
The problem with cherries is
usually by the pit you have to have a
really good hexer because they use coloring made out of bugs.
Oh yeah,
really?
Yes.
So then you can say that about any of these things, though.
No, it's just the red coloring for the cherries.
Apricots, don't they color the apricots? Or they color?
No, the apricots they use bisulfites in it. But the cherries, they use carmeline, which is made from the shells of beetles.
So it's not kosher?
It's not kosher.
Uh-huh. Okay, chamutziot, cranberries?
Yeah.
It's dry, it looks like they're raisins.
A little red.
Right.
Yeah? You know, they're always good. Leather, you know leather?
What?
Leather.
Leather?
Oh, fruit leather?
It's made out of apricots. It's you know what it is.
Oh, it's a jam which is dried out.
Looks like right. a tongue.
Yeah, so if it's packaged well, not just open in the shop. If it's packaged, they don't have to check it.
So what are we checking for?
Bugs.
Ah, oh, right, okay.
Melon agol, around. What else is there? Around. I say melon.
Melon.
Any melon? Okay. Yeah. Mangoes are okay. Papaya. Yeah, they from Chutz La'aretz. Fresh, or if it's dried, or if it's canned. You don't have to check the papaya. Passiflora, you don't have to check. Pecan, sugared pecan, you don't have to check. Raisins. Now, raisins, even the ones in California, he says here, that they have problems with them.
Well, last year there was a major article in Kashrus magazine stating everything about raisins, and there is a major infestation, and I believe it's still going on.
It's the past, only the past year, because the past 2 years, because beforehand he said that it's fine. He's updated Tashman and Dalit. Even the ones in California are problematic. There's a certain type of raisins with Hechsher Badatz. There's certain type of raisins, he brings your phone numbers that you could order them. And then you don't have to check them at all. If you buy packages with a Hechsher of a Badatz, packaged of a Badatz, or not even packaged in a store that from a Badatz, then he says how to check them. How do you check them? Yeah. Even the one with the Badatz, you have to check. How do you check them? He says, yeah. You put it in warm water, not boiling hot, you'll destroy it. Warm. Hot water, consider that hot that you could drink, not very hot.
Lukewarm.
Yeah. More than luke, even more than luke.
You like 30 degrees.
You put it for 15 minutes, and then afterwards, like, do like that with your hand, with the raisins. Take the raisins and like sort of brush them off in the water. And then you wait, and then wait for about a minute.
Put them back in the water?
Yeah, in the water. Do this in the water. Nice. Then leave them, let them sink, and wait for about a minute. And then take a white plate and pour the water, a little bit, the top of the water, just a little bit of the water, onto a plate, and look at the plate. Onto a white plate. And then you'll see.
It's almost the same color as the raisins.
Right, so you won't realize.
Yeah.
And then you'll see. What are you supposed to see? Either it's going to be worms or small brown. No.
It'll be either the eggs or the pupa, which there are.
It's a brown. It's a brown bug. Small, small brown bug. You can see it has legs.
The dark raisins, black raisins.
Yeah, only black raisins.
Not the yellow ones.
The yellow ones you can eat because they have what the hell again?
Bisulfites.
They're not problematic.
It's okay. Bisulfites.
There's a chemical on it that the bugs don't like.
It's lethal if you have asthma. As in, you can die within 3 minutes.
I guess you kind of already answered the question because if you check them with raisins, but if a bug gets on like a glass or a plate, is the plate or glass then?
No problem.
Oh, okay.
Just rinse it off.
If you check.
Let's say you take a handful and check them.
Yeah.
And that handful, you found bugs in there, you should throw it out. The whole thing. Why? Because it could be there inside. You can't find them. But if it's clean, you can eat the whole thing.
After only looking at a handful.
Yeah. That's why don't check a kilo at once. Because then you have problems. You take a kilo, whole kilo, and you don't know what's going on. You check a little bit at a time.
All you need is a statistical sample. A small amount, like 10%.
Yeah. If there's nothing found, just rinse them out again. Rinse them out, maybe something stuck still. Then you can eat the raisins. Basically, that's what we should do with raisins from now on.
So when I see it in the first time, nothing, you have to not clean
up? Raisins? No, raisins you shouldn't take a chance with. No. There's other things, like cashew, he says here. You check 10%.
Cashews?
Yeah. He brings there. So let's go through the whole thing, okay? By the way, let's just continue a little bit. Coconut, regardless if it's the whole coconut or the shredded coconut, you don't have to check at all. Carambola, I have no idea what that is. What's carambola? What's a carambola?
Carambola, it's like a candy, I think. No, it's fruit.
What's that?
I thought it was a dessert. I thought you were talking about something.
It's a fruit.
So they're also made out of this fruit, no?
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyways, dried plums. What are they called?
Prunes.
Prunes. You don't have to check at all.
The people who eat that don't have the only old people eat them.
Why?
That's a joke in Florida. It helps with
Yeah, it does. But you know what even more helps than eating them?
What?
Putting it in water.
Uh-huh.
Like for overnight, even that night and a day, and drinking the water, it's sweet. And that helps digestion even more. Mm. If someone has problems, it's very good to do that.
It's very good.
Even if you don't have problems in the morning, to have one cup of that, it sets your your stomach.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, you should know this. Well,
prune juice is great, especially after watching Star Trek.
Could you repeat that? Is it prune you boil?
Prune? What is it?
For helping the stomach.
You just put them in water.
And let them sit.
Soak them in water.
Okay.
For like 24 hours and drink the liquid. Okay. Also, canned peaches, canned apricots, you don't have to check. Apples, you don't have to check. You have to just to see that there's no worms, but you don't have to now worry for little things or something. You got it. You see that there's no worms. You eat it. Tapus sini mesukal. Tapus sini mesukal is a kumquat? Kumquat?
Kumquat, yeah.
But they make it sugared.
Yeah.
They gave it out, I think I saw. So that also, you don't have to check. Only like briefly outside, they see nothing stuck to it, but really you don't have to check like inside and stuff. Okay, now let's go through the what he writes here. Things which are, sometimes, they are...
questionable.
Yeah, sometimes they have bugs, and therefore, you need to check them. Not something crazy, sometimes they're bugs. Okay, nuts. Nuts and shkedim. How do you say shkedim?
Almonds. Which nuts?
Nuts. It goes melech. Walnuts, bundok, you know bundok?
No.
That's in the shell.
Now, how do we handle...
Like, I'm in the middle of saying something.
Walnuts, okay. We should check.
Yeah, how do you check? When you peel, I'm talking about when they're not peeled.
In the shell.
Yeah, when you break them, you break the shell, just see that there's no web. If there's webs, right? Or...
worse.
You see black, like brown, like it looks like crumbs. Brown crumbs, don't eat it. Or if it looks like someone ate it, don't eat it. I showed you once I was eating. I always look at them. I showed you, I was eating. I opened. I said, hey, it looks like someone ate from here. I didn't eat it.
So it's better to buy them out of the shell?
No. I'm just telling you what to do when you buy it in the shell. Now, if you buy it out of the shell, yeah? Shkedim, yeah? Shkedim, almonds. If you buy them out of the shell, you just look on the sides. If there's nothing there, you can eat them. It's good if you want, let's say you have a handful, to check. It's good, you don't have to check 10%, to open them in half to see that they're clean. And then you can eat for sure the whole thing. You don't have to do that. Almonds, talk about almonds, peeled almonds already. But you don't have to do that. You can also, if you look outside, you see that they're whole and no one ate them and everything, you can eat them. Yeah, you wanted to ask something?
For the shuk, they have these open air displays of nuts.
No problem to buy. If you have a good hefshah, you can buy it. Just check. The fact that it's in a bag, it doesn't mean it's good. It's even worse. You know why? Because if it's in the bag, maybe it's sat there for who knows how long. Usually in the shuk. Especially if you go to Morano, you know Morano, the big store, the big store, everyone buys their Morano in the shop. Have a badatz also. And it's just people buying constantly. The turnover of
people need to go there, they check and they put their hands in.
No, they don't put their hands. In the normal places, no one puts any hands. You tell the guy what you want and he puts it in the bag. I haven't seen.
No, but I'm not going to use it.
Machane Yehuda, in most places no one puts your hand. Lapitam puts his hand.
No, but I see birds going in there.
Birds can eat. What's wrong with the bird eating? Have a good time when you're eating the bird.
Chas v'shalom.
They might leave their presents there.
Better than eating bird.
Okay. Pecan also. Peeled pecans. Also, just look that there's no webs on it. No, nothing ate there. Also, Gozei Melech. Gozei Melech.
Salted walnuts?
Not salted. I guess also salted.
Melech, you said Melech.
Melech. Walnuts.
A whole.
How do you say salt in Hebrew?
Melech.
No. That's not how you say.
Melech.
No, melach.
Melach.
Melech and melach are two different words. This is the chet, this is the chaf, this is the segol, this is the chvatach. It's two different words.
Okay.
So melaz, melech. It goes there, melech, or walnuts. Walnuts, they have a problem with them if they're not fresh. You don't know if they're fresh. You don't know how long they're sitting in the store. What should you do with it? Put it in a, take a, reshet. How do you say reshet? No.
Screen.
Yeah, it could be anything, even big holes.
Colander. Yeah. You like cheese, for checking rice? Cloth?
Yeah, it's a, what?
Cheesecloth?
No, big holes, big holes.
Oh, big holes.
A colander. You know, for checking rice?
Yeah.
Shake them over a white plate. A little bit like that. Take a whole bunch, a whole package, put on it, check it, and look at the...
Like when you're sifting for bread, one of the sifters?
That's too big, too small.
Too small.
Right. Big, I think, big holes. Yeah? And you shake them over a white plate, and you look inside. Yeah? Now, if there's nothing there, you can eat the whole thing. If there are things there, then each one you eat, you have to look carefully as there's nothing on it. You could also just, every time, you don't have to do anything. You could also just, every time you eat, just to look at it. That's what I do. Before I eat, I look at what I'm eating. I look at it, I don't just eat randomly. I check each one that I eat. What's the big deal? How much do I eat already? A handful. I check the handful.
Did you mention the seeds, like pumpkin seeds, July?
Yes. Cashew. First you see that there's nothing in the outside on them. Eat them. Then you check 10%. And you take 10% of what you're going to eat and break them in half and see them inside. Mm-hmm. If there was nothing there, if there was something there, right, there were bugs, then you have to check them all. If there was no bugs, you could eat without, if you check for that, you could eat without checking. You hear? Or buy it. If he says so, there's no problem.
10%,
yeah.
That's
not
a lot. I was doing every single one.
What?
I was doing every single one.
I was also. Yeah. Uchmaniyot. You know what uchmaniyot are? Blueberries. Frozen blueberries that usually you use for fillings of eggs, for fillings of cakes and stuff. Just wash them well and blend them.
Blend them?
Yeah, blend them.
You mean don't eat them the way they are?
No.
You could with a good ketchup?
You can't eat?
You could, 1 second.
Ah, oh, sorry.
The best thing, usually you anyways, you use, I tell you, the frozen ones, you don't eat to use, you don't use the way like that. What do? Usually you put them in a cake. Yeah, but if you want to eat fresh ones, I don't think they sell them here.
They don't, they're frozen.
They don't sell fresh. I was in South America, all the way down in the south of the world. We went horseback riding and it was just going wild. Oh, it was really cool. Anyways, if you have fresh ones, let's say, not in this country, but let's say you have. You put it with water and soap, like you do to the green stuff, to the greens. You put it in water and soap, and then you wash it well. It's good to do it 3 times if you can.
Yeah, you need to check each one after that.
No. Okay, dried ones is very hard to check, and therefore it's better not to eat.
So the frozen ones, even with the good texture, it's recommended to blend them?
Yeah, to wash them well and to blend
them. Or is it chayav to blend them?
No, not chayav.
Okay.
Not chayav. You can wash them just well.
Okay.
And eat them.
The frozen one.
Yeah. Okay. Anona, you know what anona is? It's a type of fruit. It's tastes tropical. I just had it the first time this year. It's like green on the outside, and it's white on the inside. Anyways, anana. You know what anana is? Anyone here knows what anana is?
It's not kiwi.
It's
okay.
No. It's white on the inside. Okay. They sell it here. They buy, sell it fresh.
It's not passion fruit.
No. Ananas. How do you say ananas? Pineapple. Fresh. Just cut off. There should be no brown left over. Just the inside. And you could eat. Enjoy. If it's dried, sugared, dried sugar, like usually they sell them. So you have to just look at the outside if there's no bugs stuck to it. If it's dried, natural dried. You could buy also natural dried, not with sugar or anything. Yeah. So break it up a little bit, break a few pieces, and see that there's nothing walking around over there dead inside. Yeah. Persimmon. You know persimmon? They sell them here, persimmons. Afalsemon. Yeah. So take off the top, where the leaf is, with a little bit of the... You just take off the leaf, wash it well, and that's all. Enjoy. By the way, I was told that the peel of the persimmon is not so healthy for humans to eat. So it's good to eat the inside. If it's very, very soft, so then you have to check it to see that there's no white worms in there. And the fruit gets very soft. So a lot of times, it could be that it's just sat for a while. It could be that there's worms inside eating it.
Yeah.
So just open it. If you see a part which is soft, take a knife and open it. See that there's nothing there.
Take off any fruit that's soft?
A lot of the fruit which are soft. Yeah, apples. It could be got into the makah. Got a...
A bruise,
yeah, it could also be.
So if it's a case that you find a worm eating it, can you just slice that
Yeah. Guava, you know guava?
Guava.
You go inside the store, that's what you smell. You smell guavot. I don't like guava. But anyways, for those of us who do eat guavot, I think they're not in the season either. Maybe they are. They were in the beginning of the winter. צבע תלת וצבע פרי נקודה שחורה קטנה מושב כזה אותה שם על פי גדת הפריט בין המצויים וזה במוסוס צבע קטנה אוקיי either to make slices of it and to see that there's nothing there. The problem is, what are you supposed to see? It's a worm, and the worm is in the same color of the fruit. The only difference is that it has a black dot on its head. You can see the black dots. So you look at the guava, you can make a slices, and it could be inside also. Make slices, you look at the guava, you can see inside. Another way to do it.
How do these worms get in if there's no hole from the outside?
There's something called flies.
The flies land, lay their eggs.
They have a needle, a fly has a needle in its stomach or something. And it's
abdomen.
Whatever, and they go inside and they lay the egg over there.
And the eggs germinate, and then they gradually grow into the size of the pupa, and then the other stage is the adult stage, which is the worm.
Sometimes we see an apple that's beautiful on the outside. We open it and there's a hole, it's black stuff, and it's worm. That's how it happens because
But that's actually good because they are now doing genetically modified apples which will not turn brown and will kill anything, any insect, which causes massive problems for anyone who eats it. Imagine eating poison.
Oh, you're saying it's unhealthy for humans.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Plus, you don't have the mitzvah
of
looking for the...
Duvdevanim. Cherries. Sugar cherries.
Not strawberries?
Duvdevanim. Not... tutim. Tutim. Duvdevanim. Strawberry.
Cherries.
Cherries. Yeah, sugar cherries. You said if they're from America, without the pits... You could eat. If they're from Israel with a pit, without the pit, you have to check 10%. You should check. Just cut them in half and see that there's no worms inside or bugs.
But if they're from America, if they're canned or bottled, they have to have a really good extra.
Okay, good. And if they're from Europe, you have to check each and every one. Yeah. If they're dried cherries, dried cherries, with a pit, it's very hard to check and it's preferable not to use. If they're dry without a pit, if they're from America, you can eat them without checking them. Okay, olives.
Hold on. Dude, what about fresh cherries?
Fresh cherries. It doesn't write about fresh cherries. I don't know why.
Fresh cherries also have to check.
Yeah? Why doesn't he say it?
Well, Ravai says
it. Yeah, where does Ravai say this? He doesn't say it. In the book probably says it.
His book says it. Yeah.
That's a, I know, like, certain people, or, like, I've seen, like, very religious people, yeah, just, like, it appears in popping in their mouth, and I'm like, that's,
too many. How do you check? It brings a little bit different, I mean, not exactly the same.
I may be doing it wrong, but you take the stem off, you slice it in half, take the pit out, and examine it.
Each one? 10%.
Yeah, I think 10%, I'm not sure. I don't remember. After losing a tooth on a cherry pit, I don't even get near them.
Oh, and you read Ravaya's book?
It's not a good bedtime.
I heard from a big, big Rav, I'm not going to say his name because he told me not to, that when Ravaya says, you must, when he says, you need, it's a good thing to do. When he said it's a good thing to do, you don't have to do it. I have a big, big rub. If I tell you his name, you'll say, ah, settle. Zaytim. Yeah? What is Zaytim?
Olives.
Zaytim, Yerukim, green olives. If it's brown, unless they're soft and they're brown, take a knife and peel it and look inside. Maybe there's something there.
And what about canned?
Canned? What are we talking about? You ever eat olives without canned?
I see them at the shuk.
They're canned. They're all canned. That's the thing about canned. How do they make them? They salt them. They put them in jars, big huge jar or whatever. They make them edible. That's the healthy
thing. Aren't they already salty? Why do they have to salt them?
They're not salty. Olives are salty.
Olives?
Olives are not salty. You ever had olives?
Regular olive automatically salty?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I
have
only the olives.
You ever ate raw olive?
No, so I'm
why not?
Because
you cannot. It's bitter. Olives are not used to be eaten. They're not.
It says in the Gemara, you should have a bracha on olive oil.
On olive oil?
It's so harmful, yeah.
On olive oil. Not on olives. Olives in the time, I don't know, maybe they did have them in the time of Gemara. I don't know what they had.
They did. It's in brachas. They olives? Said olives are good for you, but olive oil is not.
Ah, you're supposed to eat it with olive oil or whatever. Yeah.
But you have to put salt in brine. It's like a brine, isn't it?
You can't make it if you don't you can put salt. You can't eat it not pickled. Cannot.
Yeah, it's brine.
It's too bitter.
It's not edible. It's not edible. It's hard. It's not edible. If you buy leather, remember what I told you what leather is? What's a leather?
Fruit leather. It could be either
leather.
Apricots.
You call it leather in English?
Apple.
Okay, leather.
Apple, banana.
Fruit, yeah, fruit rolls, right.
Fruit rolls.
You know what it is?
This we call it here in Israel,
leather.
They call it leather, basically.
Yeah.
Leather.
It's not the
fruit. Right, fruit rolls.
So if it's packaged well, you don't have to check it. If it's not, if there's something to sell in the shop, like open. Okay, give me right, 200 grams of that, and then he rolls it up for you. Then just check it to see there's nothing glued to it because it's very sticky. Hmm. Otherwise, you don't have to check it.
Black olives.
Zeit. Here he says like this. olives that grow usually normally in a not a, in a farmed olives, yeah. It's almost always clean. You don't have to check them at all, but you should look at them when you buy it, and you should buy it only with a good from a company which is known with a good hechsher. If it's a private gina, I picked olives. Let's check one by one. Wow. A lot of times, there's bugs in them.
So when you buy the cured olives from the shuk that are all black and wrinkly and everything, what that
doesn't mean anything. You know why they're black and wrinkly? Because of the salt.
No, but I mean, you have to check them, and if so, how do you?
They have a hechsher?
Yeah.
A good hechsher?
I'm gonna make sure they do.
Good. So then, all you have to do is just to open them in half.
All of them?
Oh, you do have to open them.
Yeah.
So it's best to get the ones in the can?
Yeah.
Already open?
Yeah, it's better the ones. Better. The ones in the can is safer. Also, those were somewhere in a can or something or in a thing, but afterwards they.
Because I think it would be very hard to see bugs because they're all black already, and it's hard to open them too.
Ah, it's with the pits.
With the pit, yeah.
Yeah. It's better to buy the canned ones.
But if you do buy the ones with the pit, you still have to open them and check them.
Yeah.
Get a pitter.
Can it be?
Get a pitter. Yeah.
Can it be 10% or everything?
Doesn't say. It says each and every one.
Okay.
Could be his machmir, I don't know.
And if you go to JerusalemCast.com, we have recipes for olives.
How to make?
No, how to eat.
How to eat?
How to cast?
JerusalemCast.com.
Make a bracha and you eat.
No, we're putting together a cookbook.
Cool.
Just be careful though when you buy from the shuk, like in the places that sell the olives and stuff. Like, there's no hechsher on them. That's the thing. So like,
you must have a hechsher because
no. But when they sell in the shuk, like in just like open bins, they'll be like, "Oh, it's Eid HaChareis. Look at the bucket." You know, but the bucket doesn't matter because they use that same bucket for 20 times. Like they could be pouring in whatever the olives from wherever. So you have to just it has to have a legitimate.
The store has to have a
store, right? The store has to have a hechsher that says Eid HaChareis. No,
yeah, the store says it. It's Meister and all that. You have to have the store at that.
Is your store in the shuk that's legit?
Yeah.
One of the stores were just raided yesterday in the shuk. They're selling non-kosher food and marking it with their own labels of all the rooms.
Yeah, you have to buy only good hechsher.
There's a few Eid HaChareis and there's a few belts.
Is there any place like in this
made
restaurant? Really?
That store has a restaurant that they serve the cheese.
The important is to try to eat.
One that's off one in between the closed and the open on the side.
Shem Elachim.
But you don't know of like any open carts or anything in the main section.
No.
I think we need to go over what are the good hechshers again.
I don't know what the good hechsher is. I tell you what I eat. The Rav says you eat the good famous ones.
Does everybody know the Rav? They're giving away fruit.
The problem is that we.
We're giving bags away fruit right now.
Yeah, well, everything is. They get it.
Okay, perfect.
The problem is that people come from America, so they know American good hechshers, they don't know Israeli good hechshers.
Right, that's why I'm bringing up the subject.
Everyone just gets OU, and you know it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, OU is good for America, but not for here.
Right,
because
so even that is a question. I know. Yeah, I'm just saying, you have a joke. It's a very good
here.
So, olives, what did olives have to get good hechshers? You can't buy olives that hechsher at all, besides Meister, even if it's a chutzlart. I remember we were in South America, there was a certain company of olives that we were able to buy, and only one type of that company. Why? Everything else was with vinegar. And if it's with vinegar,
it's wine.
A lot of times from wine vinegar. Wine vinegar is yay nesach, it's not kosher. It's time yena. The rabbanon, okay, but still, it's supposed to be kosher. Huh? It's not yay nesach. No one worshipped that wine, that vinegar, I promise you.
Right. It could have been wine.
Even if it was one before, no one worshipped it. Served it first to the idol and then made it a vinegar.
Most likely
that he didn't.
Just off the topic, you have a non-religious person at your table, you know he's not Shemot Shabbat. You can drink the wine afterwards.
Not Shemot Shabbat is a different thing.
You know he didn't worship it.
Yeah. But there's a. No, the Rabbanon, I can't, did it? The Rabbanon, you can't. They worship wine, yeah.
I've been watching
online. You're not even still using that.
Only in college.
There's a sheet because he's at your table and he's keeping Shabbos at your table.
Yeah, yeah, Abba Lechaliyahu. Or if you went to shul last night.
What do you mean?
Yeah, yeah, only. Even Chazon Ish even says, this is 50 years ago, 60 years ago, Chazon Ish said this, that if it's a person that left Judaism before he was 15 years old, Chazon Ish said, it's not considered Tino. It's considered Tino Kshanishba, and you could touch your wine. And if he grew up not religious, even more. No problem. Chazon Ish is right, make sure that he doesn't pour the wine for you. Yeah. Oh, I saw this. It was YouTube or one of these. I don't know. Someone showed me. It's a funny thing that this guy is doing Kiruv. He's doing Kiruv, and they send him the student. It was very funny. Like he makes him completely hate Judaism, like, because he like serves the wine and he sees him go to the wine. He's like, no, don't take the wine.
No, but we have there's a major problem in Israel where you have Christian missionaries claiming to be Jewish.
What do they got to do with us? What do I care? Machpatli. I mean, I care, but what do I got to do with our Hechsherim? Kitzel, what a good Hechsherim!
That's for local
Lubbock. Yeah, exactly. Patata da Haredit is good.
Af Ruben
is great.
Landau.
Of course, Landau is good.
Bells. Some hold on.
Bells
meat is questionable, but Bells fruit most holy.
Fish,
they have a
fish, but okay. Badatz Chatam Sofer Petach Tikva is not a good Hechsher. Badatz Chatam Sofer Petach Tikva, it's square, it looks square a little bit.
The house.
It looks like the house, right? It's not good, but Chatam Sofer Pnei Brak, Lama, Abel got told us that it was okay, right?
Both are.
Who told you?
Well,
really? So maybe it's a new thing, because a few years ago,
found that out too.
Because these things always change and update, and so it depends for what. What?
Bet Yosef is the same, even though he passed away.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with him. It was all in the supervision of his son.
But they changed something on him.
What did they change?
They didn't change the symbol or something.
I don't know, but his son.
No,
it's like his son Avi Moshe.
Yeah.
Avad his son Avi Moshe. He's in charge of the Badat Bet Yosef.
Ah, okay.
And about the Shechita of Bet Yosef, Avad told Avad explicitly. Avad told us like this, that you could. Avad told him you could eat this meat. I eat it. It's okay.
Right, because
that's
what
they
give
me yeshiva. That's the.
How do they give me yeshiva?
Just because they give me yeshiva doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. What's better?
They give also a date. They gave dates. Not dates. Let's go figs. Yeah. So what? Yeah. Give you the figs.
They should say something. People don't know.
People don't know. Right. Stuff. People get. You know.
No, I'm saying that they should give it to that. Right? They should tell them, you know, just full of bugs. You're not going to eat any of it. I remember last year, people were just taking them out, throwing them out.
Yeah. So you could also keep it as a halacha. You could keep it for a year in a sealed package.
Right.
And then you could eat it next 12 months. And then you could eat it.
Yeah, they make this mashed.
Why? Because
skate rings?
Does it exist anymore?
It's considered just dust.
Nothing can be living.
Before the fruit gets to the market, is there someone who looks at the fruit, and goes to the farms, and after picks, and they look for bugs before it gets to the market? To have another extra screening process?
Sometimes, yes, sometimes not. Depends on what.
Even
usually
like,
not.
Like Ada Paredes or Ruben, like the good hatchers, they're still Ada Paredes bugs. Like they're not checking for bugs. They're just saying that all the
more clean
and everything.
No, but depends what.
Oh, like cashews and nuts and things like that. They're not checking.
He says that.
Do with bugs. That's what Elgar said.
What?
It has nothing to do with bugs.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
No, but here Ravaya brings down explicitly that if you buy tzimukim, raisins. From with Hechsher Badat and Acharedit, they were checked 10%. We checked. I can make a copy for you downstairs. They have it in English also, but I can't find it.
Cast.com, latest post.
You have it?
That's where I got it. Those are my copies.
Okay.
Wait, so you said if a package and it was sitting for a year, then it's like the bugs disintegrated?
If they were sealed.
So
no oxygen.
So
that means that, it seems like that means any dried figs you don't have to check.
Why?
If they're over a year old.
Why?
Because they've been...
If they're older, over a year old?
Yeah.
If, how would you know?
How do you know they were in the factory like that?
Okay, if you know, see. Like, if you tell the man the date they were made and it's a year ago, then if it's like a sealed package and you know that they were made last year, then you
can... How do you know it's a sealed package?
It says sometimes.
I mean, it's... No, it is,
I'm not thinking about pigs, but I think now that you're saying, if you get a can of olives and it says it was closed last year, and you're buying it now, then it's like, you don't have to check them. You're getting a can of olives.
I'm going to ask about this exactly, the details. I want to know.
Because I know it's complicated. You're talking about Hashanah's timing cycle. There was a package of matzah meal and Mashiach by the Yeshiva told him he can't use it, even though it was in there for a whole year. And it was sealed vacuum.
Maybe he doesn't know this Mashiach.
No, he said, I understand what you're saying, but we're not using it. It was like pounds and pounds of matzah meal they could throw out.
I mean,
it's like we're saying when you're saying that it's closed for a year.
Consider this thing. This thing. Right. And some points came out, but the Yashim Avadi say not even sealed. It could be even in the freezer.
Right.
The Yashim Avadi said, even if the freezer is considered a year past, it's considered a good.
I mean, for matzah, I have a 5-kilogram package of matzah which I saved over from Pesach for emergencies. Can we still use it after a year?
Why not?
I mean, my wife says no.
Why not?
She's terrified of bugs.
Why?
It's completely sealed. The other question I have...
There are no bugs usually in
the other question
if
I have...
If it was open, you'll see bugs.
No. It's completely sealed.
Right. Like,
completely sealed.
Yeah, not only we don't like monsters.
They don't want to upset the stomach.
They would explode.
The other question is, can I use 100 Rabbanut? Or...
A what?
Can I use Rabbanut Mahadran? Turkey.
Better not to. Very, very much better not to.
What's better? I guess, I don't know.
Lokadai.
What's better, Mahmoud, Shalom Mahmoud, or better said?
Mahmoud.
Cool.
Yeah.
What does the logo look like for Mahmoud?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
It says Mahmoud.
What if it's also...
Is it okay, though?
Yeah, 100%. Also for Ashkenazi.
How come Ashkenazi don't need Chabad? It's better.
They don't hold chalak.
Isn't it better?
It's
cleaner.
It's machlok.
They don't hold that.
They don't hold it. Amma says they don't care for chalak.
Wow.
It's not like it's a chumra or they're more strict, they're more lenient. He says you need this to consider the problem. He says it's not considered a problem. That's all. You could eat chalak.
Right.
Today everything they do chalak, almost everything, besides badat sa'idah charedit, which I don't buy meat eidah charedit. You know why?
Yeah.
I never buy Eidah Haredit meat.
Why?
Political?
Because they cost...
Right, it costs more.
100% more.
Really?
Yeah, even if I have the money, I won't get it.
So go with our Reuben.
Huh? Our Reuben. Our Reuben. Our Mahfuz. Plenty of Echshen, good Echshen, which costs 80% less, 100% less.
Beit Yosef.
I even buy Beit Yosef. Even though I'm Ashkenazi, it's the cheapest. So, what about Briti Shalom? We have only a few minutes. Okay, Briti Shalom. What about Briti Shalom?